Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He has been hanging out with us now for over five, almost 6 years. He is one of the top information security consultants on the planet. He has all the credentials. Only one of 100 like him on the planet. Well, at least in the Western Hemisphere, I'll put it that way. And he is a security advocate, and we count on him to join us on a regular basis to give us an update on where things are. And he has big news to report today. Scott Arno, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Jim.
So the Trump administration has taken cybersecurity to a new level, haven't they?
They have. On November 16th, President Trump signed a bill known as the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act, which creates basically a new agency taken from the Department of Homeland Security. The new agency is called the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Basically, it reorganizes and rebrands what's called the National Protection and Programs Directorate, or NPPD, which is currently a program within the Department of Homeland Security. Now it's a standalone federal agency in charge of overseeing basically civilian and federal cybersecurity programs.
Is this a cabinet-level agency?
It's hard to say at this point. Right now it looks like it's tucked in under DHS. I'm not sure the new director is going to be cabinet-level, but it is a standalone agency, but under DHS.
Mm-hmm. So
currently there's an Undersecretary, Christopher Krebs, who leads the NPPD. He's going to be the first director of the CISA.
Okay. So the NPPD, most people didn't know what that means, didn't know that it existed.
Exactly. It's just part of DHS, and they do handle a number of these types of things now. It's mostly about reorganizing it and putting it in one place and raising its stature to hopefully bring in more talent and be able to do more.
So the NPPD, had it been doing its job, or were they falling behind?
Well, no, they were doing their job. They had a lot of different pieces to it. A lot of the trick there is because they're a program within DHS, they might not be noticed as much. For example, I would imagine among your users, the number of people who've heard of the NPPD prior to this broadcast is probably pretty low.
Zero.
Most people would just not know of it. And now the CISA brings a lot more attention to it and a lot more attention to their mission.
So in the other version, the NPPD, what would have been their purview? What would have been an example of a big success? Where they prevented something from happening? That would have been the main thing, right? To prevent something some bad cybersecurity thing from happening.
To some extent, it's preventing things from happening. To a large extent, it's also actually education and awareness, and trying to give basic information to different organizations to let them know, here's what you should be doing.
In the country, within the government?
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Just within the government, not in the private sector.
Oh, no, it's supposed to be helping private sector, especially within critical infrastructure. There's actually there's a number of different sort of sub-agencies that are tied into this now, and one of them in particular is the Office of Cyber and Infrastructure Analysis, specifically looking at different infrastructure and how to protect it.
Right. So a lot of people out there don't know what NPPD means, but they do know that the government has been woefully inadequate in doing their part to prevent some of the attacks we've had. So what we didn't know existed, we already weren't impressed with it.
Yeah, and you know the big trick that you always run into, and I know you and I have talked about this before, if there are 100 attacks and a defender stops 99 of them, everyone's going to be talking about the other one.
That's right.
That's always the big trick.
When 10,000 planes land safely is not news, is it?
No, exactly, exactly. And that's the thing. They're handling a few different things here. Certainly they're looking at, like I say, infrastructure. They're specifically handling also crisis communications relating to cybersecurity, both in terms of if there's an attack and also communicating out to organizations what the standards are to protect themselves, which presumably will be forthcoming in a more organized fashion, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like this, when it first comes out, it sounds really interesting and good. It all depends on how it rolls out. What's the execution is always the question.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Scott. When we come back, I'm going to ask Scott about the new organization. Should we feel like we can sleep a little better at night, maybe, with this CISA, C-I-S-A, new agency that's been developed by President Trump? And we'll do that right after the break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. TheSecurityAdvocate.com is Scott's website. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Does anybody really know
what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.